Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 13 years, mullings.com. It will get you to his twice-weekly cyber column, which you absolutely want to have and read. Rich, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Republican Party right now. And Rich, one of the things it seems to me, the problem with the GOP is both parties, I'm going to say this, both parties are sitting on a 20th century platform, and they don't seem to want to turn loose of either one of them. And the elites, the classic GOP members, as you mentioned, you were one, but you're not like this in this way, holding on to those old planks that are so irrelevant to the debate. Never mind if you still want the issue, they're not even part of the debate anymore, like abortion, for example. Not even really part of the debate anymore. The electorate has moved on. But yet,
well, that's true, but both parties use that, both major parties use, to use that as an example, use abortion as what we call a litmus test. I mean, it's much more likely that Republicans will have a pro-choice speaker at their convention.
Yeah.
Then Democrats will have a pro-life speaker.
Oh yeah, no, there won't be that.
So you're right. Both parties are hidebound, and because you know why?
20th century stuff.
Well, that's right. Because we know how to argue those. We've learned what the keywords are, what the trigger words are, and it's just easier to fall back into that pattern again, rather than to deal with what's the right answer with Apple versus the FBI.
Even though we're 1/6 of the way into the new century.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and I'm sure if we go back in time to, right after World War One, just before the Depression, it was probably the same thing. They were probably arguing, 19th century stuff.
In terms of the way things are going to go right now, we've got Super Tuesday behind us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got several very important ones coming up, right? We got Florida and Ohio coming up.
And Illinois.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Illinois.
Michigan
big,
first.
Big ones. Coming up, a lot of clarity will be determined at that point in time. A lot of there'll be some people get out at that point in time. Any reason why that Trump's not going to be the front runner after those?
No,
can you imagine?
I can't possibly conceive of anything that he could say or do that would cause him to.
They're saying I'm hearing that he's going to win Florida.
Well, right now the polling does show that. Absolutely, I don't know about Ohio.
Yeah,
but. But the big discussion this morning on the cable news shows or the earlier today was will this be a brokered convention?
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean brokered; what they mean is contested. But that's okay. And the answer is nobody knows. But it is the most likely outcome, and I'm terrible at predictions. But the most likely outcome is that Trump gets to Cleveland in July. He needs 1,237 votes. 1,237 is the magic number. And he may be 100 delegates short, 50 delegates short, 150 delegates. But everybody else is going to be 700 delegates short. And it's not likely that the delegates will say, well, that was fun, and I know I got elected to support Trump, but I'm going to hang on to the third ballot, and then I'm going to support Paul Ryan or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. But you know, the thing that I don't get is the people are speaking, as you've said before. As of right now, Trump is the leader. He's polling as the leader. He might not win Florida. He might not win Ohio. But in the primaries, he can deal with that. In fact, that should provide him with a couple of good vice presidential candidates, although I think the ship has sailed on Rubio now. But Kasich, I see Kasich as building as a great VP nominee.
He's being very careful. I thought the debate in Detroit when they tried to goad Kasich into attacking Trump, which he has not done. He hasn't attacked anybody. that I know of.
Right.
And he said, I'm not biting. And he went off on his tour, as he said, the tour of the world on foreign policy. But Kasich, I've known Kasich since he was a freshman in Congress back in 1982. And he has certainly grown in stature and in breadth. And frankly, I voted for him here in Virginia. He's the guy I voted for.
Right. Well, I predicted he would be one of I had two predictions for a president VP scenario, and he was one of the two.
Who's the other?
Rubio. I said Trump, Cruz, Rubio. No, I said Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich. I think that's what I said back in January. This is the 1st of January, mm-hmm. before they were going at each other, you know, tooth and nail. Because I felt like that a Hispanic and one of the two, Florida or Ohio, had to be on the ticket for the Republicans. They've got to have that, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it is also that there has to be some chemistry between the candidate,
yeah.
between the guy for running for or the person running.
You mean like Bush and Reagan after Bush called Reagan's policies voodoo economics? You mean after
that was different. That was a different issue. He was the fallback consensus because what they had been trying to do that night in Detroit and
right.
yeah that was in Detroit was to create a co-presidency between Reagan and Ford,
mm-hmm.
and that deal fell apart, and mm-hmm. they couldn't go from a former president down to, you know, a congressman.
Couldn't figure out how to do that.
So they went with Bush, and it turned out to be okay. I mean, the wives never got along. But
so we come back. I'm gonna get Rich to look into his somewhat murky crystal ball, and we'll see what's going. We're gonna go going forward. Tintail. Oh, hey, we'll talk about the Democrats a little bit too. That's always fun. Stay with us.
There came many things I can't define. Old cages, fire, swaggers, clutter your mind.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.